There's a daf with two-sided daf going around, yes. Do we have enough? I think we do, I hope. Who doesn't have? They're coming around. All right, if you don't have, raise your hand. Just watch. All right, can we... There should be enough. If not, we'll share, but I think Ilana's got them. Okay. So we're in a time period, both in terms of... by the time I finish the spiel, we'll get started. You'll have the sheets. We're in a time period in terms of post-Chanukah. Wasn't so long ago. Parshas Vayechi, even Parshas Vayigash, and even Parshas Shmos are all, in some ways, focused on the issue of Malchus of B'nai Yisrael, obviously. And I thought, and you may know some of this, and if you do, join in, that we would take a look in the time that we have at several positions of the Rishonim on the issue of non-Beis David Melachim. We know very well there was a Malchus Yisrael, and Malchus Yisrael lasted for many years. There were many Melachim. As we go through Navi, we know some were very good, some were not quite as good, and so on and so forth. But what is the what I'll call the Ma'amad HaHilchati, although we're not going to talk about Psak Halacha, talk about Halachic constructs. What is the Ma'amad HaHilchati? What is the Halachic valence of Malchus Yisrael? Because after all, we know Malchus Beis David, that's the Ikar HaMalchut, Ikar HaMlucha. So how do we consider the other Malchus al pi halacha? And we'll take a look. We have the Rambam, we have the Ramban in this week's Parsha, which you may know, related to Chanukah, as we'll see. We have the Ravid, we have Tosfos a little bit, we have the Ran. I don't know if we're going to do all of it, but these sheets are yours to keep, and as long as you don't, Chas v'Shalom, make them into paper airplanes and sail them at me, you can do whatever you'd like with them, but learn from them, and share them, and we'll do what we can today. So let's take a look, and you see from the title, Machay Yisrael, Mitzvat Minui Melech La'am Yisrael. In other words, put it simply, was it, forget how they acted or whether everything was done perfectly, is it a good thing for the Jews or not? In other words, should there have been Malchay Yisrael, or perhaps they should never have appointed Malchay Yisrael? And we're going to see a very interesting range of opinions in the Rishonim in this regard. So let's start with the Ram and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And if I had time, I'd ask you to read and all that. We have some time, but let's see if we can... But please ask me questions during. I'll take questions. You know, if you have a question, just raise your hand, please. I'm happy to take it. It's a very nice, large group, and I'll take all the questions. So the Ram and the Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't say anything explicitly about non-Malchus Beis David, but let's see if you can figure out what seems to be his position here right off the bat before we get into the Mishnah Torah. Mitzvah Kufay and Gimel, he should see Vanu Limnos Aleinu Melech, Yikabetz Kol Umasenu V'yan Higenu. Already the Rambam told us something very important. Then you have a mitzvah to appoint a Melech, and the rest of the Sefer HaMitzvahs is basically the dad of Hu Amar Yisborach, Som Tassim Alech HaMelech. Right, the Torah says that there should be a minui hamelech, and the Sifrei says shalosh mitzvos nitzavu yisrael b'chnisa sam ha'aretz. One of them is to appoint a king. But in that first line there, the Ram is already telling us something lichaora about what he thinks about a second malchus. But let's assume for the moment that everybody agrees that malchus Beis David is the ikar hamalchus, which everybody does. Right. So what is Ram telling us in this very first line about other malchuyos? I don't mean the Rashon Malchuyos, I mean the kingships, kingdoms. The Ram's already telling us something here. According to the Ram, does it seem to be a good idea to have another set of Malachim, a bad idea, a parav idea? It seems to be a not such a good idea. Why? So the Ram, of course, says it in a very positive way. Because the goal of a Melech is Yekabetz Kol Umasenu V'yan Higenu. Right? One Melech. Right, as Chazal say, Trei Malchei Lo Mishtamshei. Can't have two kings, because who's king of, you know, king of Yom Shlishi, king of Yom Revi? It doesn't work. Right, and probably what we would call a Metatio Dei, Mahu Melech Echod. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the unique Melech. So when you appoint a Melech, one works. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one because he's one. But here it's Yikabetz Kol Umasenu. It's hard to unite the entire people if there are two kings. You know, king for a day. What do you say? What do you say? You need Melech Echad. Okay. Now, what's interesting, though, is if you go to the Mishnah Torah in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, so here it seems the Ram is continuing in his disregard, but we'll see a little bit of tension here. So I only gave you part of Perek Aleph, and the truth is we need some material a little bit earlier, but we'll get it in course. All right. In Halacha Ches, at the end of Zion, which is right where I cut it off here, Kevan Shenimshach David Zacha Beches Malchus. It's a clearly David is the Iker Hamelech. Who Uvanov, it continues in his family, and it goes ad olam, although the Ram does say, velo zocha el l'ksherim. If a member of Malchus Beis David would not be kosher, would be improper, so there may be some deviation from that. But the point is, if there's a proper melech, everything is fine, and the Ram says, even if, afal pishol zocha el l'ksherim lo tikoris ha-malchus mizera David l'olam, even if a not-so-good melech mi Beis David comes along, that will still never cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the Melucha from Beis David. Okay, so the Ram says that the Ikar certainly is Beis David. In Halacha Ches, though, the Ram says, Navi Shehem mid Melech Mishar Shifte Yisrael, V'haya Osa Melech Holech B'darche HaTorah. So it is possible for a Navi to appoint another Melech, provided that he also follows the Darche HaTorah. Right, Afa Pishi Ikar Amalchus LeDavid, even though David is the main king. Right, interesting proof of that. Shaharei Achia Hashiloni Hamid Yeravam. A Navi appointed Yeravam. What was the problem? Yeravam was not following Darchei HaTorah. But in the Rambam Shita, if the appointed other Melech by the Navi would follow Darchei HaTorah, that's okay. How does that relate to the peace in Sefer HaMitzvahs? I thought in Sefer HaMitzvahs the Ram wants one Melech. So intuitively, what would you answer? At this point, what would you answer? What is it?
Keeping them together.
Oh, so in general, good. In general, what I'll call prophetic appointments or prophetic interventions. Right? What is the nature of those interventions? When a Navi says, do something differently, right? Eliyahu said, do something differently. So how could the Navi do that? The answer is, temporary. There may be a need at the time. The Navi's job is never to chas v'shalom go against the Torah, right? The Navi's job is to supplement or to implement. So you'll say, David is the permanent Melech. Malchus Yisrael l'chora wasn't meant to be permanent. And the problem of Yeravam was not that Malchus Yisroel, and when I say Malchus Yisroel, I mean as opposed to Malchus Yehuda, right? David and Yehuda together. The problem was not that Malchus Yisroel was conceptually an impossible or a horrible idea. It's that Yeravam, if we may say it, was not a very good Melech B'Yisroel. So the problem is not with the Heftz, it's with the Gavra. Yes? So the Ram is still doing pretty well, right? In other words, we still see a kind of a complex sheet to here. And indeed, in Halacha Tes, he says, Malchei Beis David, Heim Omdim La'olam. Right? Aval Im Yamod Melech Mishar Yisrael, Tifsok HaMalchus MiBeiso, Sharei L'Yerov Nemar Achlo Kol HaYomim. In other words, the Ram says, forget Yeravam. This is Yeravam that you can quote. Forget that Yeravam himself was a problem. Conceptually, a good Melech Yisrael will not last forever. Right, so Malchus Beis David has permanence. The Navi can appoint not a fill-in, but an additional Melech for the very nice reason that you said. The Navi deems it necessary. It's something to do, right? But again, as far as Malchus Yisrael is concerned, the Ram is not negative, but it's certainly somewhat subordinate, right? Somewhat subordinate, and that's how you learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Really, the Melech is supposed to be one who will be me'ached everyone, halavai, but there are other things that can be done as well. Now, what's very interesting here, if you look at the Ravid here on Halacha Tes, when the Rambam says that a Melech from Shar Yisrael can only be temporary, the Ravid buzzes in, the Ravid rings in, Amar Avram, Zes Sosha Masha Amar Lamala, V'lo HaMalchus Bilvad. Earlier in Halacha Zayin that I didn't print for you, the Ram says there are other Minuyim that go to Beis David, whether it's Reish Galus and Nisiyim, and the truth is that those can be given at times to other people. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Nasi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Nasi. They can be non-Davidic. So the Ravid says, what's so problematic with non-Davidic appointments? And the Ravid goes further and he says, Elavadai kainhu, ilu ha yirava melech kosher, uvonav ksherim, lo haisa malchus posekes mizaro, aval haisa shniel o malchus beis David kigon kesar upalge kesar. What's a kesar and a palge kesar? Did you get that? Pretty cute, I think. It's a cute Ravid. You could say the Ravid has a cute Ravid, right? What's a Caesar and a Palgay Caesar? Yeah, a Caesar and a half a Caesar. Meaning, interestingly, just as you have Lahavdil, other kings, you have the main emperor, and you have some kind of vice emperor or sub emperor. You can have that in Yisrael too. Nothing wrong with that. What's the Ravid's point against the Rambam? The Ravid says to the Rambam, what we said about the Rambam only more. Yerovam's problem was a Gavra problem, not a Chefza problem, but even more. Had Yerovam Uvonov been Kshayrim, been proper kings, they could have gone on forever as a second Malchus, Kesar Upalge Kesar, the emperor and the junior emperor. What do they call it? Child emperor? I don't want to quote the king and I in this base matters because that would not be a good idea, but there's some other things. I was dating myself, but I have to come up with the official, who's a political scientist here? There are terms for this thing. Anyway, so the Ravid is saying, no, the only thing, what's the only limitation of Malchei Yisrael? There's only one limitation potentially. What's that? Oh, well, they have to be good, but assuming they're good, there's only one, Rak HaKisei Agdal Mimecha, there's only one thing that Malchei Yisrael can't be according to the Ravid, namely, yeah, the head king. That's right. In other words, there always has to be, Malchus Beis David will always be the head king, the first king, if you will, the Kesar. Malchus Yisrael, if they're good, is perfectly correct. If they're not good, the deal's over. The ballgame's at least over for that point. Right? So the Ravid learns even more that Yerovam was a Gavra problem. The Chefts of Malchus Yisrael, Nitschlech, not bad at all. Now, it's interesting, what would the Ravid say to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos? Right? Where the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, but Lached, what's the Lashon? Yekabetz kol umasenu. So he might say, it's good to have a vice melech. He reports to the head melech. You know, that's not two people leading. That's not trei malchei mishtamshei. That's a one and a one and a half. You know, it's like a president and a vice president. They have here in Israel too, a vice premier. No, there's a difference. I forget who it is now. I don't remember. An assistant premier, a vice premier. It's a big nafkamin. I think it's a bigger car. I don't know exactly. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And even so, in this case, having two might not necessarily be like contradicting each other. It would facilitate the
right. And in other words, it's clear that the number two or the number one and a half, ultimately the buck stops with the number one. So it's not against. It's, if it worked that way, it would be okay. All right, interesting. Let's put in one more Rambam. So now we're just loading in data. We got to load in a little more data. And by the way, who do you think is not going to like this too much? The Ramban in this Haintik Esedra, this week, Parshas Vayechi, the Ramban is about to blow up, and I'm going to give him another minute to excite himself in Kedusha here before we let him out of the box. He's going to come right out of the box. Now you see what's bothering the Ramban. It's not that he's against the Ram and the Ravid, but the Ramban is going to he's not going to like any of this, but we'll see in a minute. One more Ramban that we have to put into the hopper, and that's a little bit of a out-of-the-way Ramban. That's the bottom left-hand side. It's the Gemara in Horius of Yud Aleph, and the Rashi there is important too, but I'll do it all together. The Gemara in Horius is talking about a halacha, a concept in Chumash that we don't know so well. The Korban Shgoga that's brought by a Nasi. When the people make a boo-boo, when they do something b'shgoga, so you have Ashamos, you have certain types of Karbonis. When a Nasi, Yechto, when a Nasi makes a mistake, the Nasi has to bring a Nasi b'Yisrael, has to bring a special korban. So in Chumash, who are the Nisiyim? Chanukah, the Nisiyei HaShevet, right? But they were not always Nisiyim, right? Obviously, a Melech is a kind of like a Nasi, a head person. So the Gemara in Horius, as the Rambam, and you'll take a look, I can't do the Gemara with you now, but take a look in the Rambam, he really gives you Kedarko Bakodesh, the taich of the Gemara, the basic interpretation of the Gemara, in Halacha Vav and Perek Tes Vav Mehilcha Shgogis. Right? The following is what the Ram says there, Halacha Vav. Right? He starts there, Kohen Mashiach, who are all these leaders who are included in these Karbonis? So the various heads of the Kohanim. If you look in the middle, where the two dots are, right? Ezehu Nasi Ha'amar B'Torah, who is a Nasi now post-Torah, right? Zem melech she'ein alav reshus la'adam Yisrael. Oh, the head person is the melech, right? He answers to no one. right? He, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he answers to no other person, right? No other human. The ein lemalim in machuseinu el Hashem elokav. Said, please be careful with these sheets. It's a little shameless here, right? The although the tzvei yudin with the apostrophe, that's to de-shamelessize it, but it's still not so simple. But anyway, just be careful. Anyway, so the nasi moving forward is the melech. He's got no human authority over him, so he has the din of a nasi. So if a melech does a shkaga, he brings the carbon. Okay, now the Ramdos has something very fascinating for our topic. Bein Shahumi Beis David O Mishar Shivtei Yisrael. Whether he is what? A Davidic king or from another Shevet. V'im hayu melochim rabim v'ein echad mehen oved chaveiro. Right? Let's say you have multiple Jewish kings. Kol echad v'echad mehen mevi so'ir ha-shigigasa. You can have several melochim. How do we resolve or jibe? You see the problem, right? In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ram says, one king. In Hilchos Melachim, which Truth in Advertising comes at the end of Mishnah Torah, so this is really after this piece, but you've got to put it together. In Hilchos Melachim, the Ram says, what? Temporarily, you could have a second king, temporarily. And yet, here in Hilchos Shkagas, what is the Ram doing? You may have many kings. And you could have... And interestingly, the Ram seems to be saying you could have King 1 and King 1 and a half, like the Ravid says, but you could have King 1A and King, you know, two King 1As. And the Nafka Mina, again, this is why the Ram is so wonderful, because the Ram is in the middle of the very hard halachas here. He's giving us some very interesting Nafka Minas for our discussion, right? Seems that Ram says, Bein Shuli Beis David, O Mishar Shifti Yisrael. And then he says, there could be Melachim Rabim. And he seems to be very calm here in Hilchos Shkagas. Why isn't the Rambam sounding an alarm? How many Malachim are there? And the answer is, ladies, think about it for a second. Think about it. And there's a Nafka Mina, by the way. The Nafka Mina is Hanukkah, which I'll tell you in a minute. Right? You follow what I'm asking? In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam is a one king man. In Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says one permanent, another temporary Adei Novi. And here in Hilchos Shkagas, the Ram, and the Ravid rang in and said, no, you can always have another king as long as he's king one and a half, as long as he's Kesav Chatzi Kesav. And the Ram didn't even buy that. And now in Hilchos Shkagas, what is the Ram saying? One king, two king, three king, four. They all bring, whoever is the king, brings the carbon of a Nasi. He's a head person. And you see, by the way, why does the Ram say if there are several kings and one doesn't listen to the other? Because if one king listens to the other, who brings the carbon? Only the head king. Right? The carbon's for a Nasi, nobody above him. But there could be more than one who's in charge somehow. So what's the answer? Anybody want to try? Baba? Please.
That's if it happens. Meaning he's not saying it's right or wrong. It's saying if it happens, then they both bring kabbalah.
Very good. You'll say, lechatchilim b'diyevet. Right? In other words, you have to have halachas. Even if things are not going so well, we still need another halacha. So even if the malchus is not operating perfectly as it might, there's this hilchos malachim, what's perfect there, and then there's hilchos shkagis, what's the right thing to do there? Sometimes the malchus may not be in a perfect condition, but you still have to know what's in the hilchos shkagis. And now you understand very well another of the 42 reasons why the Ram included things in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Mishnah Torah, in his Sefer Halacha, that are Hilchos LeMashiach, which we have no more Shkagas and we have no more Malachim. But why did Ram tell you? So you can know what the whole structure of Halacha is. Even as a Halacha that you and I do, you need to know the structure, you need to know the Pratim. So you'll say that Hilchos Shkagas is a case, right, where somehow other Malachim crept in. Now, by the way, what do you mean they crept in? It's got to be that what? It's got to be at minimum that the people accepted this other melech. And the truth is, as some of the Achronim raised, it seems that from the Rambam, as he said in Hilchos Melachim, there's even got to be a Navi who appointed them. He's not addressing that here in Hilchos Shkagas. And how do you get to be a melech? It's clear you can't just walk in and announce you're a melech. You're shaved at the point, you know, some of the people appoint you. It has to be not against the will of the people initially. And or a Navi has to be involved. But it could happen. Right? Again, interestingly, there's only one caveat here. According to the Ram Hilchos Shkagas, how long will those other, will that other melech or other malachim last? One thing I can tell you, not forever. That's sine qua non for the Rambam. But as you said very well, again, b'di'eved. In other words, people need a melech. Sometimes things work out, and that's what the Navi does, and that's what the Bina, the Klal Yisrael, there are things you have to work on. Okay, so the Rambam Shita is kedarko, not complex hard, but complex and nuanced. Good, right? Very interesting. Okay, and that will explain a lot of things, because there were other cases in Jewish history where other malachim came along. And by the way, we'll cheat. When we go to the Ramban in a minute, you know, I'm sure, that the Ramban was not so thrilled, to say the least, with the so-called Malchus Chashmonoi. And yet, what does the Ram say in Hilchus Chanukah? I wrote it for you on my scroll. You got an autograph from me. It's unreadable. Anyway, I used to cheer myself up. We have from the Rambam autographs, meaning not autographs, there's fans. Autograph means self-written. We have Kitaim, the Geniz, they found pieces of Sefer HaMitzvah, I don't think Mishnah Torah, that were written B'Ksav Yodosh HaRambam. And I always thought it looked a little messy. That's only because it was an older style of writing. So, and also it was in Arabic. So I always comforted myself, I write like the Rambam, but that's not true. He wrote neither of them. Anyway, but anyhow, I comfort myself, I'm a lefty. Anyway, lefty, some of them write not so neatly. The women usually write neater lefties, the men not so. Anyway, it's a different discussion. Anyhow, the other discussion is I'm a kohen lefty, I'm posel avoda, but I can do it. Anyway, so my wife said, we're going to starve, loss of love. I said, no, we get the matanah, she doesn't do any work. I said, learn, it's very good. Anyway, that's a different discussion. Anyhow, what does the Ram say here in Perek Gimel of Hilchus Chanukah Halacha Aleph? The Rambam certainly did not dislike the Malchus Chashmonoi. He says, I just took it out of context, Govru b'nei Chashmonoi ha-Kohanim v'chozra Malchus li-Yisrael. The Rambam gave three cheers. Now, I don't mean he bought what all the later Chashmonoim did, but the concept of the Chashmonoim coming in and acting like a Malchus, and there, by the way, it's not so simple that a Navi appointed them, it was after Nevuah. But they did the right thing, the people certainly approved them, right? So that's the Rambam Shitaso. There are times when other Malachim may be needed. So if the Chashmonoim said, we're going to rule forevermore, the Rambam would have gotten aggravated. But like this, the Rambam is fine. Yes? So the Rambam is more flexible. So what do we have so far? So we have the Rambam, who is both flexible and forward-thinking. The Ravid, who is flexible in some ways even more than the Rambam in a different way. And by the way, according to both of them, so what was the terrible problem with Malchus Yisrael? And the answer is, Yeravam. In other words, Udi Imei. The problem was not the Malchus. You know, it's not the kingdom, it's not the kingship, it's the kings. Okay. Now we come to the Ramban, which you know. It's this week's parsha. You can go over to Sedra with it. I gave you snippets. I cut and paste. I cut a few things out. But if you look at the Ramban Shita is not like this. The Ramban says, when the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Mem Tes Yud, Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda Umechokek Mi Bein Raglov Ad Ki Avo Shilo, the Ramban starts from a completely different direction. He says, not like the Ram and Sefer HaMitzvahs only, that the idea politically, you know, halachically politically, of having one king is la'ached, to bring the people together, l'kabetz umatenu, to get our very difficult people all together, right, needs a lot of work. It's not only for that reason. It's a deraisa, it's a pasuk, it's a mitzvah, it's a halacha. That what? Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. Rulership, kingship, will never depart Shevet Yehuda. Period. It's a postulate, it's a halachic axiom. Inviolate. Yes? And therefore, the Ramban L'shitaso says, what was the problem of Malchus, with Malchus Yisrael? Their very existence. Their existence is against the Pasuk Chumash. What's the problem? And again, where does the problem start with the Chashmonoim? Is it the earlier Maccabim? Is it the later Maccabim? Or what's the problem with Malchus Chashmonoi? At some point, the Chashmonoim acted as Malachim. The Ram says Malchus Chashmonoi, Chazor Malchus Yisrael. The Ramban says, no, it's against the Pasuk Chumash. He also says that Kohanim are supposed to do Shmiras HaMikdash. They're not only doing not Sur Meira, they're not Asay Tov, they're not Sur Meira. They have a job to do. They have to watch the base HaMikdash. They're not supposed to be Malachim. But the whole basis of this Ramban is that he holds, and you can look at it carefully, the whole basis of this Ramban is that he holds that there is no heter whatsoever for another melech. It's the Ram and Sefer HaMitzvahs turbo, right? There can be only one melech. Period. What about Achia HaShilon and Yeravam? So he says, was talking not such a good thing to do. Again, maybe the Navi would have a chance temporarily, but it would have to work out perfectly. But you see, it didn't work out. Didn't work out. And if you look here, he says it in a couple of places. He says, just to get a couple of lines of this over here, right? Look at the beginning of it. HaKosav HaZeh Ramaz Ki Yaakov Himlich Shevet Yuhal Echav Horish Lira Mershol Shi Yisrael. Right? It's their job. Right? In line 4, V'omer Lo Yosur. Lo Yosur means it will not depart. It will never depart. Lirmos Ki Yimloch Shevet Achel Yisrael. Right? Meaning, Ava Be'es Sheyachel Lios Liyahuda Shevet Malchus Lo Yosur Mimeno. Oh, see, this is another point. There is one exception which the Ramban admits was okay. Namely, Sha'ul is okay. Why? Before Yehuda got in. Right. Well, the fact is it didn't work out so well either. You have to be careful how you say it, right? But the Ramban says that was okay because of it. But once Malchus Beis David gets in, they're not leaving. They're not leaving at all. And if you look in the second paragraph towards the end, right? Line 3, Ulefi dati hoyu hamolochim hamolchim al Yisrael mishar hashvotim achrei David. Ovrim al das avihem umavirim nachala. They're doing the wrong thing. Vehem hayu somchim al divrei achia hashiloni hanavi. Right? And he says that the problem was kasher herichu Yisrael hamlich alei mishar shvatim melech hachamelech v'lo hayu chozrim es malchus Yehuda over al tzavos hazokein. Who's the zokein? Yaakov v'nenshu. So the Ramban admits that achia was a novi. He appointed Yeravim. It was supposed to be short term. Very short term. The moment you get Melech Achamelech, so the Ramban says, if the Navi appoints you, you don't tell the Navi to go away. But it's temporary. By the time, he says, Dor HaHador, how many kings in a row do you have to have before the Ramban will get excited? 3 sounds like a good number. It's more than 1 and more than 2. But conceptually, 1 Melech. All right? You go through Ramban. The Ramban has some other additional rise that are interesting. Okay, so at the end of the first page, the score is what? The Ramban is with what I'll call limited prophetic exception. You got this? Right? Against the whole thing. Lo Yosef Shev Yehuda. Right? And that includes the Hashmonaim too. The Ram and Ravid are more gentle. Right? The Ravid is almost on the other side. The Ravid says, what's wrong with a second Melech? As long as he's what? Proper, kosher, and subservient to the first. Kesar Upadya Kesar. Caesar and Little Caesar, right? You know, it's a thing in the States about pizza company. Anyway, never mind. Anyhow. Purim is not here. So he's very in favor of a sec. If it helps, it helps. Again, a Navi probably has to be involved and so on and so forth, but that's fine. The Rambam is more nuanced. You see the Rambam, as you said nicely. Lechatchil, the Rambam would say, get one Melech. But if you need other Melachim, there's a way to do it. Sine qua non is what? They can't be permanent. And again, both for the Ravid and for the Rambam, what was the problem with Malchus Yisrael? Right? The Malachim themselves were not doing the right thing, some of them. Yes, ma'am. Right, yes. Yes. He said that's a kind of, it's almost like a law in the Torah.
The promise that Hashem thought was
going to
be.
When Yaakov says, "Agid lachem hayomim," das nevuah. You know, in other words, when I speak, it could be completely wrong, and it doesn't mean too much. When Yaakov Avinu spoke in the Torah, right? And that doesn't account. You know, Yaakov Avinu, I'm sure, talked about what he had for breakfast sometimes too. That's not in the Torah, but if it's in the Torah, right? I probably enjoyed it. If it's in the Torah, right, it's like, in other words, you're right, it's before Sefer Shmos, but it's a tzavah, right? That's what he says. He was over the Divrei Hazaken. It's a Beferish Yaakov Avinu. Is it a Doraisa or Dirabonon? That's an interesting question. What do you call being over the Birkas Yaakov? You know, if you tell me, is it a derais or derabon, I would have to give you my favorite answer, yes. In other words, lo baror lagamri. So, but it's not a tayag mitzvah, but it's... And it's also not what Yaakov thinks personally. It's to say, hey, asfu v'agiru lachem, I can't tell you the whole Arches Hayomim, but I'm telling you Baruch HaKodesh. So, but that's what the Ramban holds. It's very Ramban-like. In other words, for the Ramban, there's agilu shechina here, right? But that's a big... No, the Ramban is kitzoni. The Ramban is more radical in his negative position than the Ravid. I haven't shown you yet the most radically positive position. We're going to get that on the next slide in a minute. But so far you have radical Ramban against or Ramban radically against, right? You have a middle position of the Ram and the Ravid, which you can push and pull. And I'm going to give you the other, pole, polar, the other pole in a minute, yeah? Let me hear. Yeah.
Something else, but doesn't Hashem specifically tell David that because of certain time or even that there's gonna be a Quran machlis, it's gonna be a split?
You're gonna like the Ron in a minute. Good, good. There is very good, wonderful. Right. So the answer will be right. Good. So that's why the Rambam and the Ravid will say. That also explains why Nevi'im may appoint other Malachim. And the Ramban, again, if a Navi does it, the Ramban's not against it. He just says, by the way, who appointed the Chashmonoim? Not a Navi. What's that? Yeah. So the Ramban might say, listen, again, if a Navi comes and says something, the Ramban's not going to say it can't be. But even the Ramban, he talks a little bit about the issue of Yeravam. That's when Yeravam, right? David was told your machlos will be, and Shlomo was told machlos will be split, will be torn apart. Shlomo was told, and that's why Yeravam comes when Rechavam ben Shlomo is molech. But you're saying something very important. The Ran, in other words, the Ravid and the Rambam, and certainly the Ramban, will learn that as a lesser point. In other words, as the Ram says, still there'll always be a Beis David. So it's again some later problem that's temporary in nature. Right? And again, the big comeback, Mashiach and so on and so forth, everybody agrees to. I'll show you the Ram, you're gonna like something in a minute, trust me. Other questions. Alright, so let's look, Taka, let's flip over. Let's go to the Ram first. We'll use the Tosas last. The Ram on Sanhedrin Daf Chof Mid Beis. Right, the Gemara there is talking about the prerogatives of the Melech. What can a Melech do? Right, he can take away property and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says the Melech has very strong prerogatives. So the Ran, right? First of all, do we know when our Rishonim are? You don't have to know exact dates. So I'll tell them to you as best I can. Right, who comes first, second, third? The Ram and Ravid are almost exactly the same age. In fact, the Ravid was a shtickle older, but he commented on the Rambam. So that's 12th century. Good. The Ram dies in 1204 Laminyanim. The Ravid dies 1198. Good. The Ramban dies in 1270. Ram lives first in Spain, then in Egypt. The Ravid lives in Provence, in Poitiers, in southern France. The Ramban lives in northern Spain. The Ran is the last of the Mohegans. The Ran is one of our last Rishonei Sfarad. He lives in Spain, middle 14th century. So the Ran has all this in front of him, and here's what he says. It's not critical to know that, but it helps actually to see how the positions develop a little bit. So Tosas already asks the question the Ramban's going to ask, and that's really what he's playing off of the Tosas, but I want to get to what he says. So Im Tomar, Im Kain, Lama Lo Nasa Novos Es Karmel Achav Shohaya Melech. You remember that Achav, right, wanted the Kerem of Novos, and Novos didn't give it to him, and Achav let him have it. So wait a second. Hate to say it, but Achav was right. Why? Because a melech has prerogatives of confiscation. Right? A melech's allowed to do that. The Achav lama nena shahari gasa. The halo mori b'malchus haya. So the Ran here quotes a number of answers that again, taken from Tosfos, Tiritz Rabbeinu Tam Din Bo Achav Mitchil Likach Belo Domin Harshus B'Yodo Aval Kevin Shirotz Likach B'Domin Novos Lorotz Limkor. So they give all kinds of terutzim that Achav gave the impression he wanted to buy it, so Novos thought he could refuse to sell it. If he would have just taken it away, he would have taken it away. All kinds of terutzim, right? Inami mida achav lo hayerotza hakerem letzara chatzibar velosita lech misarav, right? The melech is only allowed to confiscate things not for his own personal use. It's to help the people. It's to give it to his you know, he needs place to house his troops and so on, and Achav wanted it personally. So there are all different kinds of answers. Okay. And then the Ran says, you see what it says, footnote 86, Tosis raised the possibility of Aleka Lamema Delohim Lichel Achav and Hashamayin, right? He says, but don't say that the reason that Achav was punished was why? Because he was an improperly appointed king. Who appointed Achav? Himself, basically. No Navi came to appoint him. So you'll say, when does the Gemara say a king has certain prerogatives to take things away and, you know, property and to do certain, to lord it over the people in certain ways? When is that okay if the king was duly appointed? Achav was never duly appointed. He says, don't say that. Why not? Your point. Shaharei Hashem is Baruch Korah HaMamlachami Beis David. Right? Rak Mishavit Yulal Vado. Meaning, because after Shlomo, God took away Davidic, sole Davidic kingship, and after Shlomo. If you would challenge David, you were in big trouble. And the Navi talks about that a lot. David could not be challenged. Once you get past Shlomo, it's challengeable. So don't say that that's why Achav did the wrong thing by taking away property, because he was not a divinely selected king. Don't say that. And he goes further. He makes his point very clear. The chol melech sheim lichuhu aseres hashvatem aleim din melech yesh lo chol davar. If you were not appointed by the Shevet, you usurped it, that's no good either. But if you were duly appointed as a melech by a Shevet post Shlomo, you're in. So what does the Ran say about Malchei Yisrael? Again, I'm sure he's not happy with those who malfeased, but as a concept, the Ran says exactly what you said. Very good, Yashikach, right? Oh, another lefty. See, that's the end. Anyway, that's I didn't mean to point anybody out. Right? What does the Ran say? A second melech is not a problem if they behave. Just make it post-Shlomo. And notice, he doesn't say big Caesar, little Caesar. That's the position completely against the Ramban, yeah? And I'll show you where he says it. He doesn't say it here explicitly. He says it explicitly in a second. Right? According to the Ran, as long as it's post-Shlomo, that there will always be a Davidic king, you're right, Lo Yasa Sheva B'Yehuda. There will always be the possibility of a Davidic king. But once you get at the point where the Malchus was Nikra, with an I, and it was cut, it was separated, so other Malachim, no problem. What would the Ramban do with the Gemara and Harius about the Karbonis? Sure, there could be 12 kings. Each Shevet could have their own king, as long as they appointed him. Aye, what about the problem of a Navi? No, once it's after the split, right, of the Rovam Rechavam split, as long as it's appointed. So the Ramban is, I don't mean this badly, the biggest liberal in this halacha, Al Pi Torah, right? And if you look at the bottom here, anybody know the Drashas Haran? You know what the Drash Haran is? The Drash Haran, these are not drashes, you know, vote for whoever, or, you know, even drashes about Hashkafa. These are Ran had drashes, which were more what I'll call almost essays, in the sense that he developed some very interesting ideas about the nature of Torah, Darais, Darabonon, all kinds of issues, Melucha. Interestingly, Machkar, there's a little bit of a suffix, is the Drashas Haran, because if you know the Ran is a Rishon on Shas, the Ran doesn't make drushes. You know, even, these are not drushes, you know, hot air. These are, you know, wonderfully constructed drushes. But the Ran doesn't do that on Shas. The Ran is like a regular Rishon. He gives you Gemara, 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 you know, he goes straight. So the question is, there's also, we have a Ran on Bracious. That's very interesting also. It's also Shalom, whether he wrote it. It's attributed to him. Very interesting things. But the Drash Haran, there's some question, is that the same Ran on Shas who we have on many Masechtas? And in this particular case, not that this case, this is the one that we're proving, I'm not worried about the Machkar now, but in this particular case, you can see the Ran is absolutely Lishitaso. In the Drash Haran here, the Ran quotes the Ramban. You see in the right-hand side, Al Derech Hazeh, Omar Ramban, Shehayu HaMelachim, HaMelachim, Bisro Mishra HaShvatim, Achrei David, Ma'aviram Nachla, the Ramban, the Shrine, Chai V'Kayim, on those who came after David, who succeeded Yeravim, and so on. And the Ran says, what is the Ramban screaming about? Top of paragraph 2, Hinei Ramaz Lo Mama Hashem Yisbarach L'Shlomo, Yan Asher Hoyse Zos Imcha V'Lo Shamar Tebrisi V'Kosai, Asher Tzivisa Lecha, Kero Ekras HaMam Lachame Alecha, Unsatich Elav Decha. Shlomo was told that it's being taken away as an exclusive. So what's the Ramban getting excited about? The Ron says, these Malchei Yisrael were entitled if they were properly selected, right? And he says, so how do you learn? Well, you also shave it, Yehuda. Two lines down. Lefikach hevtiach Yaakov leYehuda she'af pi sheyechtu umelachov lo yagia chatasam lahasim mehem amlucha legamrei. The pasuk is not the way the Ramban learns it. As you said, like a mitzvah say or a mitzvah, you may not have a non-Davidic ruler. The pasuk is a failsafe. No matter what certain Davidic rulers may do, and there were some malchus based on it who were not doing always the right thing on their level, right? They will not be eliminated. And there, it's twins to what he says here in his Chidushim on Shas, right? And if you look at the next paragraph, V'hinei kol yimei beis bayis rishon hayu melachim b'Yehuda v'lo sar meham ha-mamshala. Throughout the whole bayis rishon period, there was a Davidic king. Davidic kings were never completely removed. That's the point. There was always a Davidic king. V'chein malchus shol ein akushi etzleinu av apish lo haya b'yamav Moshe b'shevet Yehuda. Right? Shahu lo hevticho shlo yakum la'ola melech b'Yisrael ele mishifto. Right? In other words, aval hodia sheme'ei shehischil lo saser. Okay? And the last paragraph. V'ein malch b'malchi chashmonoi al zeh kusha klal. The Ramban is busy screaming about the Chashmonoim. He's answering all the Ramban's kashas. Ki lo yavticho akos l'Yehuda rak kol yimei hayos hamamshol Yisrael mitzad atzmam lo sichros mishevet Yehuda. Now he makes another point. The moment Jewish kings are appointed, not by the Jewish people, but by others, then certainly they don't have to be from Beis David. So he gives a history lesson. He says, in Bayisheni, line 4, Hamlochim Asher Malchub Bayesheni, Lo Haisa Machusami Tzaratzmam Klau, Elahim Kipiki Dimla Melech Paras Veromi. They are vassals of Persia and of Rome. So as far as Malchei Yisroel, they're okay because they were chosen by Shvatim, as long as nobody tries to remove Malchus Yehuda. And once you get past the period where Jews are controlling themselves and ruling themselves, there's no kasha. They're being appointed by Rome and by Persia, so of course they don't have to be in Beis David. Now the Ran, is not happy about this. He's not throwing a party, but he's saying, get used to the fact that Davidic exclusiveness in Malchus is an ideal that will one day return, but expect that it won't be them alone for much of Jewish history. That's the godless of Bayis Rishon. You're interested. You ever think of it that way? Bayis Rishon, Jews had self-rule. Bayis Sheni, that's what the Chashmonaim restored for a while. The Jews didn't have self-rule. They had kings, but the kings were appointed. They had to be appointed by others, to be approved by other rulers. Yeah? So, let's package the whole thing, and then I want to do the Tosis here, what we're all set here. Let's package the whole thing together, and we'll put it all together. So we have here, how many shittas? Four, right? Two polar positions, two inside positions, right? There's a continuum here with, we'll do it your way, with your right being the most conservative with a small c, and your left being, I don't mean liberal in a bad sense, but being the most permissive, right? Holding down the right conservative side, and that's how you do this machlok shemes. Whom? The Ramban, Va'odech, right? If a Navi needs another Melech, he'll do it. Otherwise, forget about it. Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda. Jews cannot appoint non-Davidic kings. Right? Good. On the far permissive side is the Ran. Ran says, Rega. All your point, all David was promised was that he would be exclusive till the days of Shlomo. Then the deal was limited. Once that happens, expect, and again, the Ran is not rejoicing here, but al pi halacha, you have to expect what? Non-Davidic kings. All right, what about the Malchei Yisrael? Also, if a Shevet, right, it's an exclusivity issue. If a Shevet appoints a Melech, and he's their Melech, right? So don't get excited, right? Ein baya. And what kind of Melech could he be? The Ran doesn't even address that. He could be as big a Melech as he wants, as the Shevet lets him be. Again, hopefully he's doing the Berach Hashem and so on and so forth. But from the appointment perspective, that's the appointment. So those are your two polar positions. Interesting, the Ran was a Talmud of the Ramban, and here he's fighting with him bullets, but that's Rishonim. They have big machloksim, right? The two of them are counter. And again, what the Ran said in his Chidushim on Shas is just the tip of the iceberg based on his drushes. He really lets the Ramban have it in learning, right? And then we have what? The men in the middle. The Ram and the Raivan. And even though the Raivan is very serious about the Ram, and he rings in on that one, their machlokas is not so large, right? According to the Rambam, on the one hand, so I think I would put the Ram next to the Ramban, because there's a little mechaneh mishutaf. The Ram would like there to be one melech. That's the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He really would like it. And the Ram says the only one who can be a lasting melech is Malchus based on it. So the Rambam, I'm doing it American, Ramban and Rambam, right? Milel Mil Ras, you'll get it. In Israel, they go Ramban, Ramban, Ramban. You can't follow it. Anyway, you have to get used. The Rambam, right, has a number of the Ramban's tunos. What the Rambam doesn't have is what you call that mitzvah. In other words, it's not that you can't have anybody else except maybe a little bit. The Ram says the Navi will come. And what else will happen? Sometimes the Navi won't come. Sometimes people, the Chashmonoim, there are other possibilities at least. The question how you exactly define those, right? But, lechatchila, the Rambam would like the Ramban's type of a view. But you have to be prepared in halacha for the other possibilities, whether it's b'diavad or so on and so forth. The Ravid, right, is also in the middle, but he's prepared to have what? A senior and junior king. Got to have a superstructure. So it's not as open as the Ran, for sure, right? Because the Ran is saying you have all kinds of established openings. But there is, a tzad of the Ravid that is very close to the Ran. And the machlokas between the Ram and the Ravid is therefore not a very distant machlokas, if you follow what I'm saying. Okay, last sheet, the folks. There's a Tosfos. Let's see what you think. Tosfos and Sanhedrin. And Tosfos is Ashkenazic. Tosfos has been sitting here quietly minding their own business till I got to them here with you. Anyway, let's see what Tosfos does. Tosfos is the way the Ran starts. He got it from the Tosfos. Tosfos are throughout this period, right? In other words, they're Balei HaTosfos, the same age as the Rambam. They're Balei HaTosfos, same age as the Ramban. They're sort of circling around this entire period here. So Tosfos are the ones who first raised the Kasha, Tema Lama Nenash Achav on the Novos, right? Why was Achav punished? He was a melech, he could take it away. And they tick off the various answers that the Ramban quoted from them. In fact, between the Ran and the Hagos, my money is at the bottom, you can get some of the names. Rabbeinu Tam gave one answer. There's a Baal HaTosfos named Reb Shimshon or Shimon. It's really Jeanville. It's a French place. Dafka Melech HaKol Yisrael Mutter. Right, you can only do this if you rule over all the Shvatim and so on and so forth. But if you look down at the end of the Tosfos, there's an Inami. There's a last answer, right? There's a nusach here. Some say, "Oh, yesh lomar inami, de parshas hamelech lo nemra rak al melech shenimlach al kol Yisrael v'Yehuda." That's what that Reb Shimshon Mijonville held. Umeis hamakom ve'achav lo molach al Yehuda ve'gam lo molach meis hamakom. Oh, what is Tosfos saying? Who does Tosfos hold like, folks? You got four possibilities, although a couple of them fall off right away. Who does Tosfos hold like on this? What is it? Maybe. Let's probe it, right? Certainly in this last answer, Tosfos is what? Very conservative, right? Who's a real melech? First of all, it has to be Al Kol Yisrael. Sounds like Ram and Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Okay. But they're not just saying it ideally, right? Has to be Molech Al Kol Yisrael of Yehuda. And it has to be Me'ez HaMakom. So none of Iran's business that the later, right, other people took over. No, if it's not appointed by Min HaShamayim, you know, Halidei Navi, it's not a Melech. So it sounds pretty close to the Ramban. Give me two reasons, though, why it's still not the Ramban. Yeah?
I mean, if you had a king, technically, who was over all of Israel and wasn't from Chevet, wasn't a Melech of Israel, it would be fine.
Excellent. You hear? Tosfos doesn't say the Ramban. What would the Ramban answer to this question? Didn't you read my Perush HaChumash? I said, lo yoseh shein anotz, and mean it, right? It's shteitin posik. That's the Birkas Yaakov. It's the Tzavos HaZaken. Tosfos says, you could, you know, accept no substitutes. You could accept a substitute as long as what? It's the Ganze Klal Yisrael. And you're saying, well, how could somebody be on the Ganze Klal Yisrael if he's not from Beis David? So the answer is Tosfos Alam Donim. They're not worried about, you know, what everybody's wearing. They're worried about the mechanics here, right? That's very excellent. Very excellent, right? That's a key difference, right? In other words, they're not, so I'll say it like this. For the Ramban, Zedavar Mahuti, it's almost impossible For Tosfos, Lo Mahuti is a Talui Banatunim. It depends on what the situation is. Good. What else? That's very good. What else? What else? Yeah? Somebody else said, I'm sorry, I keep... go ahead, I go and somebody... Whoever wants to talk, talk. Talk to me. We know we've been going for an hour. We've done an hour, yet, almost an hour. We know each other. Talk.
He doesn't seem to mention, like, Katan Nebuah or...
The what?
Well, but it says Himlichum and Hashem Eis HaMakom.
Eis HaMakom. Makom means not from the place called, you know, Oz. Makom is what? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't say the Nun word, but he says the Mem word. He doesn't say Nevuah, he says Makom. With a capital Mem. Yeah, well, go ahead, but let me say what else you want to say. I mean, that thing gets the response. You know, don't let me make you forget what you're going to say. Go ahead. Which I can do. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so that's I think is so. As far as that issue is concerned, Tosfos is pretty divine about this. Yeah. What else? Any other suggestions here as to why Tosfos is not quite the Ramban? We have one in the bank, and that's a very good one. But yeah. Right. Either way, that's the point. In other words, the Ramban could never imagine such a thing. Lo yachol liot shu lo yemi beit David. And for Tosfos, yachol liot. You'll tell me it's strange. You'll tell me it's not likely. They're not betting here. They're learning. Right? Zebediuk. I think no. That's basically very similar to what was said. I think it's correct. Yeah. Correct. So, therefore, they are, even though they are in result, not much more flexible than the Ramban, in Hesber, you know, in sort of thinking, they are more flexible. Yeah. I'm looking for something a little bit sneaky. This is not what I'm going to tell you, sneaky. One of the reasons that you have to at least say it more carefully. How many opinions are there in this Tosfos? About four. I mean, I mentioned them quickly, but about four. So Tosfos is a lot of people. Of the lot of people, this is only one Mahalach in Tosfos. So in other words, what you have to say is, Lefi Terutz Zeba Tosfot. The other Terutzim might agree with the Ram, the Ravid, or anybody else. Lefi HaTerutz HaZeh Zedomel HaRamban. Lefi HaTerutzim HaCherim. Sipur HaCher Yacholot. You see what I'm saying? In other words, that's just a technical point, a sneaky point. But when you describe the Rishonim, you have to describe it fairly and squarely. In other words, one teretz in Tosfos sounds very close to the Ramban. The other ones could be saying, they don't do this, but we vote for the Ravid, we vote for the Ram, they don't vote for anyone, they think it up themselves. But they could be a friendly amendment to any of the other Shittas. Right? So, Hayotze Mikolzeh, for those of you who are learning through Navi now, if you think about it, this is very interesting, right? What is the Yeravam problem? Because there are many nafkaminas in terms of the Navi. What is the Yeravam problem, right? Gavra, Cheftza, term. What is the Kriyat with an Ayin Hamachut problem? How would all these Rishonim learn that? Because you could now take this model and now go back to the Navi and see how all these Shittas would line up. We talked about a little bit of it, but it's time to end, right? How each one of these Shittas would learn these various episodes and principles in the Navi. Is it an individual problem with the Melech? Is it a systemic problem? Right? In fact, the Ramban is so upgehitzt that he says, well, you're right, Yeravim had his own problems, but once you get to Melech 3, I don't care how good they are, it's a problem. Right? Is it systemic? Is it individual? Is it appointment issue? Right? Is it exclusivity? And you might find within these four shittas further shadowings. Yes? As I always like to say, by the way, Rabbi asked if we're going to have a spiel. This is the spiel. In other words, at Stern College we learn. That's the spiel. And one of the things, that's the whole spiel. Lots of things, but that's the whole spiel. When you have Machlokes Rishonim, it's never going to be 90-10. In other words, if 90% of a particular Rishon is going one way, and there's a machlok, nobody's going to argue on the 10%.
it's always going to be what? A 50-40, a 60-30. In other words, whatever the numbers are, I can't add. But whatever adds up to 100, but you get what I'm saying. 51-49, whatever it is. Rishonim, you have 16 or 17 ingredients to this thing. And the question is, when you put all the sheets together, you put it together this way, or you put it together that way, right? You put it, come from here, you come from there. So that's how Rishonim work, whether it's on Chumash, or whether it's on Shas, that's how Rishonim operate, and our job is to try to create the whole halakhic picture. And within all of this, by the way, there are some people who suggest, oh, this is harder to say, the Ram that I started with in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ram in Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't always stim, jibe with the Ram in Mishnah Torah. Generally he does, that's number one. Number two, the little secret is the Rav said this does jibe, so if the Rav said it, Rav Soloveitchik, I'm going to say it anyway, you know, with my last breath. But, so there's no other way. But you know what, if you try to argue with him, he'd probably accept it. So even there's a whole internal Rambam dynamic. But anyway, little glimpse and a little taste. If there are questions, I'll take them. Otherwise, thank you very much, and you should continue to have a wonderful year of learning. Thank you, ladies. Good. Okay.